When universities prioritize conformity over creativity, they not only stunt the cognitive growth of the students, but also turn potential innovators into mere followers. Faculty members resorting to insults, rebukes, and threats to maintain the attendance of their classrooms hinders the very basics of professional learning, leading to a herd mentality. This lack of thoughtful engagement creates a stagnant learning atmosphere, where superficial activities replace opportunities for deep reasoning, creative exploration, and analytical growth. As a result, students find themselves intellectually understimulated, leading to disengagement, a fading sense of curiosity, and a steady decline in motivation. A classroom that fails to evolve with its learners ultimately suppresses the very growth it is meant to nurture. The classroom environment plays a pivotal role in shaping students' intellectual curiosity, engagement, and overall learning experience. Striking the right balance between discipline and empathy fosters a space where students feel motivated and prepared for the professional world. Today, for coming late to my morning class, the professor made me stand in the class for almost 20 minutes, despite my telling him that I had to attend to my aunt who was in the hospital, said Amir, who is studying in the third year of engineering at a public sector university. The behavior not only aggravated the panic attack he was having because of the impending exams, but also made him distasteful of the course. Most of the time, I have to slip from my office just to attend the class, else my attendance will fall short and I will not be allowed to sit in the exam. My life would be a lot easier if I could save my time commuting to class every week and could study remotely instead, like my fellows do abroad, said another student doing master's in electrical engineering from a university in Sargodha. These students are not the only ones. Many others find it hard to communicate with their professors and advisors while working with them on the research projects. Thus, instead of nurturing independent thinking, it often enforces a rigid structure that discourages innovation. As a result, students struggle in practical, real-world scenarios due to a lack of critical thinking and problem-solving skills. On the other hand, several senior faculty members attribute this unfavorable behavior to the unresolved issues of the faculty members. According to Dr. Assad, professor emeritus at a leading university of the country, overburdened faculty, large class sizes, and insufficient institutional support have diluted the passion of the educators. Most of the faculty members are unable to make ends meet due to high inflation and low salaries. This creates a disconnect between the faculty members and the students.